New Yorkers who are survivors of childhood sexual abuse will have a one-year window of opportunity to file civil lawsuits against their abusers as a result of the Child Victims Act that was passed by the legislature this year. Karen DeWitt spoke to one victim, one of thousands of cases that are expected to be filed with payouts in the millions.
Gordon Smith was 14 years old when he says he was first abused by two priests at a Catholic church and school in Albany in the early 1960s. He says the abuse continued on a weekly basis for 3 years.
It was about as horrific as it could get. We're talking about molestation. We're talking about sodomization. We're talking about oral sex.
Now Smith is preparing to file his lawsuit against the church on August 14th. Under the previous statute of limitation laws, he would have had to file charges when he was in his 20s. Under the one-year window in the new law, anyone who was abused can initiate civil court action. Smith's attorney has 515 cases lined up and ready to be filed in the courts. The diocese is not disputing or fighting any of the accusations. Smith says he wants himself and other survivors to be heard.
If there's one person sitting out there that sees my story and hears me and says, hey, that was my situation too, and goes forward and talks to a doctor or talks to a therapist and gets help.
He says that's more important than any court case. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.